Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like the minds of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, the jobs that may not be around at the end of 2016, and the risks of using robots outside your small business to promote it. Well, while you're at work, here's something to consider. The economy will likely trudge along this year, with employers likely to match or exceed the number of jobs created during the last 12 months. But the mix of jobs will continue to shift thanks to the digital revolution. Yahoo Finance columnist Rick Newman has a look at the most endangered jobs. Rick, what have you found?
So I pulled out the ones with the highest percentage of work that can be automated. In most cases, this is 85% of the work or more in these fields can be automated by technology that exists today. So one of the biggest categories is production workers in industries such as textiles, packaging, painting, and even meat cutting. We do still make stuff in the United States, and we do still have factory jobs here, but these are basically lower skilled jobs. Fairly rote, production line jobs that machines will be able to do and probably will be doing before long. Also some white-collar jobs on this list. Clerks who do things like bookkeeping, accounting, auditing, filling in invoices, taking care of billing. There's now software that handles a lot of that, even for small businesses. So that's another field where, if you're in this field, it doesn't mean all the jobs are going to disappear next year. But it means you're just increasingly vulnerable to being replaced, and you need to think about adding to your skill set, figuring out ways to use new technology to make you more productive, or maybe get into another field.
One on the other end of the spectrum is home health aide.
Yeah, that's actually a safe category where McKinsey estimates that practically none of the work can be automated. Now, home health aide is not a job that pays particularly well, but it's a hands-on job. I mean, caregiving for people in their homes, it requires decision making based on people's needs, not something computers can necessarily do easily. You know, we do actually hear about companies developing robots that can do some of this kind of work, but this seems like an area where even if that company said the technology is good enough, I think, culturally, we'd probably be very slow to accept that kind of work. And hands-on jobs in general, especially hands-on jobs dealing with people, are still pretty safe.
We're speaking with Rick Newman, columnist at Yahoo Finance. We're talking about his piece entitled The Most Endangered Jobs of 2016. Getting back to the negative side, two that I found interesting that you mentioned are bakers and butchers.
I found that interesting too. You think that this is something that requires hands-on, right? Caring for the bread that comes out of the oven or the meat that goes in the case. And apparently there are machines now that can just do a lot of that work. So that means you need somebody to oversee the machines, but that might be one or two supervisors in an industrial kitchen rather than some supervisors and a bunch of people doing the work. Machines are going to be able to do that.
Thanks, Rick. Yahoo Finance columnist Rick Newman, who's based in New York. Coming up next, the robot risk when it comes to marketing.
You're a small to mid-sized business with 300 to 3,000 employees. You face the same network security challenges as big businesses do, but can't support a big IT investment, leaving your doors open to advanced cyber threats. Barracuda Next Generation Firewalls provide all the core features of enterprise firewalls and UTMs, but without hidden costs and deployment hurdles, making owning a big business firewall no big deal for your SMB. Reclaim your network. Try a Barracuda Next Gen Firewall risk-free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
More robots replacing humans on the job, but this time with pushback. Not full-on robots, but sometimes just mannequins with motorized signs. Wall Street Journal reporter Jack Nickus says businesses are deploying such contraptions to lure customers to places like car washes, pizza joints, and pawn shops. Part of the march of machines replacing human workers. This step of the march, though, is proving complicated. Jack, explain.
So this is the latest example of job automation in the U.S. We've seen robots in factories. We've seen robots even writing news stories, but now we've got robots that are taking one of the simpler jobs in America, and that is those guys who stand roadside and wave signs trying to get you into a pawn shop or a pizza parlor. And basically, these are kind of motorized mannequins with rotating signs attached to their midsection. And a lot of people mistake them for humans. But what's happening in Los Angeles, where they're most popular, is the companies that are employing these robots are encountering vandalism. The robots are being stolen. Governments are fining the companies for using them. And yes, in some cases, they're losing their heads.
Got it. Are these like sidewalks outside of local shops or where?
Well, certainly in terms of geography, the heaviest concentration is in San Fernando Valley in Los Angeles, sort of Van Nuys and everything, where there's a lot of strip malls and things like that, and cell phone repair shops and pizza places and car washes and pawn shops. And so if you drive around that neighborhood, as I did a few weeks ago, you see them kind of dotting the different avenues. And they will be sort of out on the sidewalk. They'll be either, you know, right outside the store. There'll be even a block down advertising, you know, car wash down the street. So they're kind of all over the place. But they all look pretty similar. And basically they're about 6'2", you know, blonde or brunette, curvy women. And, you know, usually having a similar rotating model with the sign. And the reason for that is there's only a couple of companies who sell them, and most of them are based in Los Angeles as well.
We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Jack Nickus about motorized mannequins and how they can help and also get hurt along the way. So explain, I guess, some of the vandalism, too. You say the one mannequin like had tattoos all of a sudden one day, up and down an arm.
Yeah, so many of the companies that I've spoke to that use these things said that they've had, you know, wasn't as easy as they thought it would be. You know, one guy at a smoke shop in Koreatown in L.A. said, yeah, every day he would come out and the thing would be, you know, written on, or the wig would be ripped off, or the clothes would be gone. And one day he came out and the mannequin was missing an arm, and that's when he said, you know what, I'm done with this. We've got another guy at a legal services firm in Van Nuys who came out and the mannequin was missing her head. A nearby tax firm had lost two robots within a year. And another one, an insurance agency, had issues with their mannequin. They ripped, the woman said that they ripped off the eyelashes, they took her earrings, they stole her shoes. But still, she said, even with that, and the thing is not really in good shape, she said it's still doing a better job than the mannequin's predecessor, which was a human.
Ouch. Thanks, Jack. Wall Street Journal reporter Jack Nickus. Hey, a reminder, by the way, you can get more small business reports on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com. And we encourage you to leave feedback on whatever podcast platform you use, like iTunes or SoundCloud. Reviews can help me determine what works and what does not. Also, if you'd like to share thoughts or ideas about your small business, shoot me an email, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.